That's a shock. Let's do that again. Almost. My name's Paul. I'm 43. I became Muslim when I was 40. And I've been Muslim now just a little over 2 and a bit years. As a teenager, I was religious. My family wasn't particularly religious, but I used to go to church. I went to Bible study class, kind of Sunday school and those types of things. So I was part of a Christian religion, as it were. That kind of changed for me when I went to university. So I went through the teenage years, the drinking and the smoking and the partying. And I probably lost my connection with God, you know, through my adult life, you know, through my adult life. So for me, that, you know, I had that connection very early on as a child, you know, and, you know, I used to pray and, you know, if things were difficult for me, I would pray. So I've always had a belief, but probably wasn't very practicing. Maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I was very Islamophobic, you know, I really far right, I almost say. I'm never racist. But very anti-Islam, not in this country, you know, British culture, you know, consider myself very patriotic. And, you know, for me, it was a big thing to be this, anti-Muslim person. And then I went through a really challenging life experience. I separated from my wife, I lost my job, and just things happened. That suddenly I, you know, any sense of ego was stripped away from me and I, rather connecting with people with my head, I was connecting with people through my heart and you see the spirit in people, the nature of human people. And it was only when I got to that state that God really started speaking to me and I was speaking to people about my beliefs in the world. And at the time it was, I don't know, I would have been carried from place A to place B. And I used to call it the universe. There was something there that was looking after me. You know, you do good in the world and the world does good back to you. And these kind of tenets of belief, I started talking to them, to different people about them. Some of my friends were devoutly Christian and they were saying, you really are talking about God. You just don't know it. I was like, okay. And then I happened to be talking to a business colleague who was Muslim. And they said, you're talking about Allah. And that really blew my mind. And you know, that person was talking about different traits or different themes of Islam. So I'd be talking to people around the law of attraction, having a goal and you know, write the goal down and you know, if you act with intention towards something, then the universe gives you what you need when you need it. And someone, you know, this business colleague was saying, you know, I think there's some similarities to Islam and about how I see the world. And it really blew my mind. I wasn't ready to have that conversation. It was amazing for me that I was actually speaking to a Muslim, if I was honest. But I had gone through this period where I wasn't looking at people externally. I was looking at people here. And this person spoke to me in a way that was just two human beings connecting with each other. You know, it wasn't, I'm black, you're white, I'm this, you're that. There was none of that. It was that. And I think I had to go through a process that opened up my heart to actually seeing a reality that I'd not seen before. I went on Amazon. I bought an English translation of the Quran and I read it from cover to cover. Honestly, I was probably about halfway in and I knew what I was reading was the Word of God. There was no doubt for me. It spoke to me, not in a... Yeah, there's a lot of logic in the Quran, but it spoke to me here. I knew it. I knew it. In my heart, I knew what I was reading, what was the Word of God. And it was simple as that. And when you read what's in the Quran and the messages, some are really challenging. Some really make you look at yourself and think, wow, well, what is this? And some are beautiful, just absolutely beautiful. And you've got to say, well, what do I want? You know, do I want the next life? Do I want to be in heaven? And there is a clear path. You know, if you live your life like this, then those rewards come. And for me, that was really powerful. And it was a real yes-no moment, you know, threshold. And it was just simple yes for me. I connected with a group called Leeds New Muslims, which without a doubt was one of the best things I've ever done. My accountant was Muslim, and I mentioned to her that I'd been having some discussions and was thinking about converting. She said, get in touch with this organisation, Leeds New Muslims. I did, probably the best thing I've ever done. I met with a chap, Yusuf, who's still a great friend of mine now, one of the best of friends. We talked a lot. We really got together almost on a daily point, if I'm honest. We had a few conversations, some really deep conversations, you know, real tough stuff about your life, about the meaning of life and what you want from your life. Probably about 2 weeks after that, I took my Shahada. So I went to Leeds Grand Mosque. I went to one of the prayers there. Spoke to the imam afterwards, and me and the imam there and Yusuf did my Shahada. And that was November the 12th, yeah, a couple of years ago. It was a beautiful day. When I took my Shahada, yeah, it was overjoyed. It was a real, real emotional thing. Some of the Arabic was confusing, I'll be honest. It really was confusing. But the heart of it, you know, the heart of what you're saying. I believe in God. I believe that Muhammad is the messenger, peace be upon him, is true. And that sentence is so powerful. You know, when all you're tested, and we were all tested, you know, that fundamental tenet that I believe in God and I believe that Muhammad is his messenger, peace be upon him, that stands above everything. And that's what you've got to hold on to. Well, I did have concerns. Before I took my Shahada, did I have concerns? I did. I wondered how people would react because, you know, my social circle at that time was all my mates. You know, a Saturday night out involved, you know, 10 pints of lager and going around town. And I definitely was concerned about my friends and the peer groups that I was a part of. I was concerned about my business and my business colleagues. I'm self-employed and how they would react, you know, and there's a lot of negative portrayal of Muslims in this country. There is. I'm more concerned about myself. It was as simple as that. You know, I'd read something that was the truth, and I'd invite anyone just to pick it up, go to the source itself, read the Quran, and ask yourself the questions. And then you make a decision about what's important to you. I've been given something. You know, I'm a white guy in York that, you know, the only Muslim in the village, as it were, and I've been blessed with something that I can literally taste, I can feel it. And do you turn your back on that for the sake of a beer on a Saturday night? No, you just don't, because, you know, what is the real alternative? So this is a serious matter. It's absolutely a serious matter. So what are these concerns? You know, in the reality, you know, is someone going to say a harsh word to you? As someone said to me the other night, you know, if you fear the one, your creator, fear your Lord, and then you have no fear of anyone else. The change in myself over these last 2 years, different person, really different person, different way of life. Islam is not something that's to the side of your life. It is a way of life. And it changes everything. You know, in such a positive way, the relationships that you have with people, just the warmth that's there, the generosity, the community that I'm a part of. I have been blessed with some beautiful people who would do anything for me. Anything, you know, and yet I've known these people, some cases 2 years, in some cases less than 2 years, you know, since I'm a Muslim. Yet those bonds there are phenomenal. You know, that community, is amazing. You know, that's really, really powerful. You know, the charity aspects of life. You know, I'd like to think I was a good person. I had a good heart, but I've actually done some stuff now. You know, I've, you know, with intention, I've gone out and tried to do charitable work. You know, I've given more to charity. I've been more appreciative of what I've got. Jump off the rat race a little bit. You know, things that were important to you, the, you know, the designer clothes or the big widescreen TV or the car and all those kind of things. Yeah, they're nice to have nice things. I love nice things, but it's not my reason for being. It's not the reason why I wake up in the morning. You know, so when you shift from materialistic rat race, must work, must earn, get debt, get drunk, all of that, to actually just being grateful for what you're given, being appreciative of what you got, being content with that, being happy in your community, knowing that you're loved and you love others. Yeah, that is, you know, when you sit and you reflect on just where you are and what your Lord has blessed you with, just because you said, I believe in my Lord and that the Prophet Muhammad was his messenger. And then the gifts are overflowing. It starts small, but then it gets bigger, and it's amazing. It's a beautiful thing. It's an ocean of which I'm paddling in it, you know. But the community that I'm a part of is beautiful. The people that I'm around is amazing. The work that I do and what I'm worried about is not what I was worried about before, you know. That could be, you know, must earn money, must buy this, must buy designer this, or have the big TV. Those things are, you know, they're nicer. I like nice things, but it's not my reason for being no more. There are other things that are more important. So, you know, just being around good people, having that community is important. Trying to do some charitable work to put some good back into the community. Again, really, really important. Having a state of contentment, you know, having being at peace with yourself, being at peace in this world, is really, really important, you know, to almost slow down and stop and actually, you know, there's things that we don't really need to worry about no more. And there's some things that we absolutely do. And those really change, you know. Actually, our priority in this world is to worship our Lord, to remember our Lord and to do things that please our Lord, you know, and that's really, really simple. That's very different to working, getting a credit card, having things that you can't afford, getting into debt, going out and drinking, you know, all those things. Did it really bring you happiness? I have a lot of life experience. They didn't really bring me happiness. But if they do, it's very, very, very short and sweet. What I've got now is something so much better. Well, the obvious thing is just to do it. It's as simple as that. One of the things that I did that made it so much easier was to contact a local group in the area. For me, I live in Leeds. Oh, well, I lived in York actually, but I contacted a group called Leeds New Muslims. And just to actually go and speak to somebody who'd been through the process. It was a convert group, and to speak to them, to talk about where I was, to talk about their experience, to gain some reassurance around that was without a shadow of a doubt, one of the best things that I did. The second thing, and it's almost, you know, and it's important, is you've been given a gift, and it's really important that you recognise you've been given a gift. The fact that you're looking and called Sindar in Islam means that, like, your Lord wants you. You know, it's a blessing. It really is a blessing. And when you're on your own, you need to think about that, whether it's through prayer, whether it's through reading the Quran, whether it's just, you know, saying the name of your Lord on your lips. It's to remember your Lord, and He will remember you, is vital, because that gift is something that you need to protect. It needs something that you need to nurture, and it will give you the resolve. It will give you the resilience, that the strength, that in order to take what is in effect an easy thing. But it's not something that should be taken lightly. It's a commitment, you know. It absolutely is a commitment. But it's very, very easy. Islam is very, very easy. But there are outside influences, and you need to make sure that your heart is strong, your belief is strong. So just those moments where just to pray, just to hold your hands up to your Lord and pray and ask for guidance, and He will guide you.